learned the second part of our Maimed, which we started learning yesterday. Right? And yesterday we learned the part about Lo Yitzarech Lahaschal Satera Ella Me'achidesh Azelachem Umatam Pasach Bebreish. So the Tera should have started with Torah, which is Eretz Yisrael, which is higher than the world. And the Shaila is Matam Pasach Bebreish. Why do you start with the Genesis, with the creation account, which is a lower level? And the answer is because the world is the seat for Tera. And because the world is the seat for Tera, the world becomes a part of the Tera. Or is it ever finished? There is the world where it's written in the Tera. And the world where it's written in the Tera is part of the Tera itself. Now we go to the beginning of the Maimon. The beginning. Okay? Here we're going to repeat the same idea. But the language is going to be, if you look on top of the page, you have Rosh Hashanah, you have Reish Lach Hadashim, and you have Chedesh Stam. Three levels. Reish Hashanah is when the Eibishter created the world. Reish Lach Hadashim is when Reish Hashanah is the head of the months of the year. And then you have Chedesh Stam, which is the idea of Nisan. And it's going to be the very, very same dilemma, the same question. The argument that the Rebbe is going to bring is that even after the Chedesh Nisan becomes Rishon L'Argolim and the Reish L'Chadashim, the Rosh Hashanah still is an Inyan. Let's read. Let's not waste any time, okay? Number four, inside. Yeah? It says in the Pasuk, HaChedesh Azalachem Reish Chadashim. This is the Kriyas HaTeira of this Shabbos, because this week we're going to read three Sforim. First page, beginning of the Gantan. We're going to read three Sforim. We're going to read till Shishi in Pashas Tazria. Then we're going to read Reish Chedesh. It's going to be Shvi in the second Sevateira. And the third Sevateira is going to be from HaChedesh HaZalachem, which is in Pashas Boy. So this is Pashas HaChedesh. So we're reading it inside. That Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu. This is called the first mitzvah. HaChedesh HaZalachem Reish Chedoshim. This month is the head of the months. And then it says that Yishenu Lachem is the first L'chotche HaShana to the months of the year. Now, Rabbi, I want to tell you something. This Maimer, which was said in 1979 in Tov Shem Lametes, is based on a Maimer that the Rebbe said, the Friedrich Rebbe said in Tov Shin in 1940. I didn't look up the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimer. The Friedrich Rebbe's Maimer seems to be quite long. I probably learned it 35 years ago as a boy. But it's mamish based on it. The Rebbe constantly refers back to it. Every few lines he refers back to the Maimer of Friedrich Rebbe. Because the Friedrich Rebbe's mind is very intricate. There's a lot of details. It's not Stam Azoy. He develops the idea of Tishrei and Nissen and the interface between the two. Teva and Nes, creation and Matan Teira, over and over again in many, many aspects. So, just know that it's based on a Maimer from then, 39 years before. Now it's 79 years before, Tov Shin 1940. And I did not have the time to look up that Maimon. I'm remiss. I don't know. When I have time, I tried to look. I didn't have an opportunity. But in this particular case, it's heavily based on the Maimon of the Friedrich Rebbe, not just Beklos. And one of the things he's going to say, he said the same thing twice. HaChedesh Azalachem Reish Chodesh. There says, Rishon L'Chotche HaShana. What the Rebbe is going to say is that the second statement, Chotche HaShana, is a different level than Reish Chodesh. Chotche HaShana is still connected to Rosh Hashanah. It's a lower level. And Reish Chadashim is the higher level. You'll see soon. Umevi Kvei Kedushat Merucham Miyad Moshe. Friedrich Rebbe brings the Targum Yenis and the Menuzio. Okay? In the third line, please. It says in the Pasuk, B'yerach HaYisonim U'chedesh HaShvi. It's a Pasuk in Tanakh. It's a Pasuk in Melachim. That the Yidin gathered in the month of Eisonim, which is the seventh month. Shekoyel Chedesh Tishrei. That the month of Tishrei is called Yerach HaEsanim, the month of Esan, because the Esanim were born then. And it's called the seventh month. Says the Targum Yonos and Menuzio. The Atikaya Koran Le Yerach HaKadmah, the ancient ones, used to call it the first month. Uka'an, but now, Hu Yerach HaShviyah is the seventh month. So Rabbi Yonos and Menuzio is the oldest Targum. He was a Talmud of Hillel. Significantly before Unkelus. Says that when you talk about Tishrei and you call it the seventh month, you should know they used to call it the first. Now they call it the seventh. And he explains, before the Eibishter gave the Teira, Tishrei was called the first month. the fish of Ein Yibra'ela, that when the world was created. But now, La'achre Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim, Matan Teda, once we left Egypt, and the Teda was given. Nisnu Chedesh HaRishon. Now Nisan is the first month, V'tishrei V'chedesh HaShvi, Tishrei is the seventh month. This is the Yeres HaBenaziel on this pasuk. So Yeres HaBenaziel simply says, I want you to know, now Nisan is the first, Tishrei is the seventh. It used to be different. Now why is what used to be important? Yeah, U'madayik bazeh, the shayla is, if in the beginning Tishrei was the first month, why was it changed that Nisan is now called the first month, Reish Chodashim, and Tishrei is called the seventh? Next question. If you're going to say that because you went out of Mitzrayim and Nisan, so the calendar was changed, but the question is, the Gemara says that from Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbe's Medayik, Aleph Tishrei, Yidden didn't work. So you could count Rosh Hashanah as the first month, even when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, because when was the cessation of work? So why do we insist on saying that even though at the Kaya, the ancient ones, called Tisha the first, we call it the seventh, and we have a new first connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim? Ulahoyet. And the Rebbe adds another question, which is, Shebekama diyuk, Yedrushim at diyuk bazeh, there's another diyuk. When you say that Nisan is the head of the month, it's in this fact that even now, after Nisan becomes the first month, Rosh Hashanah is not Aleph Nisan, Rosh Hashanah is still Aleph Tisha. Right? Even now that you change the first month of Tisha to Nisan, Rosh Hashanah is still Aleph Nisan, Aleph Tisha. Okay? Kum tachoise, that even though they made a change, they didn't change it completely. Hashem created the world in Tishrei. That's what we hold, right? You'll see later in the Maimon maybe, there's two opinions, when the Avish created the world in Nisan or in Tishrei, and Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Eliezer. And the Maskana is that in thought he created it in Nisan, and in fact he created it in Tishrei. In other words, in thought it's a world for Tzadikim, and in fact it's a world for Baalei Tshuva. It was created in Tishrei. Then Hashem changes and makes Nisan the first month. But he doesn't make Nisan the first month in all aspects. Tishrei is still the first month when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. And he explains. The Mekiv, we know about the word, Reish Hashanah, that it's the head of the whole year. Levishu Kel Chai Tzokal Hashanah includes life of the whole year. Skip one line, Hadanim Tzit comes out. Shachayis Lechedish Nisan, Hanim Shechmi Tishrei. Even when Rosh Hashanah, when Nisan becomes the first month, it gets life from Rosh Hashanah because Rosh Hashanah is the head of the whole year. Okay? V'kan Nemar, and here we say, Shenisn Reish Chadashim. Nisan is the first month. V'rishon Chodesh Hashanah, it's the first month of the year. So we have, first of all, an observation, and second of all, a question. The observation is, why was it changed? The question is, why was it changed? The observation is, if it was changed, why wasn't it changed completely? We still consider Rosh Hashanah the first month. And how do we understand that on the one hand, Hashanah is the first month, and on the other hand, Nisan is the Reish Chodesh? I want to say that over again. That Rosh Hashanah is the head of the year, and Nisan is the first month. The observation is, Rosh Hashanah is the head of the year, for 12 months, a year is 12 months, and Nisan is Reish Chodesh, the first month. And the answer is very simple. There is no such thing as a solar month. And there is no such thing as a lunar year. There are artificial creations. A year is 365 and a quarter days. A month is 29 and a half days. They have no parallels. We fix them, we mix them, we match them, we squeeze them together by adding an ibiyar, by a chvesvos. But a year is not divided up into 12 months. It's an artificial convention. A year is 365 and a quarter days, period. A month is 29 and a half days. So Rosh Hashanah is the head of the year. Aleph Nisan is the first month. Let's read it. Umevarim bazeh, six lines from the bottom of page payoff, the answer is, Da'achayis shenimshech b'tishrei akol Hashanah. Tishrei gives life for a whole year as Reish Hashanah, but it's bebechinas gavul umid, it's measured. Skip the parenthesis. Shehu ha'sheinesh anogas ha'teva, the root of nature is Tishrei. Four lines in the bottom now. And when Nisan is called the head, I'm sorry. In what aspect is Nisan called the head? who benegel amshachas the yitzeikah beligavul, has to bring down infinitude. Shua shedesh, which is the root of anhogo nisith shalamayla metava, miraculous anhog. And the catch is, Aleph Tishrei is connected to Teva, and it's the beginning of the year. Aleph Nis is connected to the Nes, and it's the beginning of the first month. Says the Rebbe, v'apizem avarim, they explain, gam deshe tishrei shashon of nis nesh chadashim. How could two things be true? That Aleph Tishrei is resh hashon, and Aleph Nis is resh chadashim. Yanog as a tevesham tamid shab. Nature never changes. Dubas mahalach hashemesh, like the sun that never changes. And the Rebbe says in the parenthesis, shana miloshen mishnah. Shana has a number of different titles. One title of the word shana is change, and the other title of the word shana is repetition. Again and again, the same thing. So reish hashana means the beginning of what happens repetitively over and over again. There's no shinui. Vanogen nisis, and the conduct of miracles turned to page. The idea is chidush, novelty and change, skip the bracket, is dugmas mahalach hayerech, it's comparable to the moon, shimes chadeshes b'chol chedesh, that renewed every single month. So the Torah says, and the Rabbi Yehudah Nevazil underscores, the beginning of the world used to be Aleph Tishrei, l'gabi everything. L'gabi Rosh Hashanah, l'gabi Rosh Chodashim. Then when the Eibush took us out of its time, he changed it, but only in part. Rosh Hashanah is still Aleph Tishrei, as far as the Teva is concerned. Aleph Nissan is Reish Chadash, is the first month when it comes to Nissan. The Yashleima says the Rebbe, the Zeshem Adayek Ba'amayim, when the Friedrich Rebbe observes, Zeshem is Neyetzias Mitzayim, Hoye Tishrei Reish Chadash, that it used to be that Aleph Tishrei was Reish Chadash, Ha'adosh was there, his point is, Shalifnei Yetzias Mitzrayim, before the Ebesh took us out of Mitzrayim, Tishri was the first. Moreover, Vaharoisha was even the head, the Gamlam Shakas alukut shalamayla miyateva, even to godliness, which is above nature. In other words, the Eibush created the world. So we had a year, it's called Shana, and we had months, that's called Chodesh. And when the Eibush created the world, Shana had to do with Teva, and Chodesh had to do with Nes. But when the Eibush created the world in the beginning, what was the Reish Hashanah for Teva? Aleph Tishrei. What was the Reish Chodesh for Nes? Also Aleph Tishrei. So Aleph Tishrei had two things. It was the first day of the year, the first month. When the Eibush took us out of Mitzrayim, he changed half of it. Tishrei is still Aleph Tishrei is still Reish Hashanah for Teva. And the year of Nes was moved from Aleph Tishrei, which is really from Chodesh to Aleph Nissan. And the Rebbe asks, Lomo Nishtana Achshav, why was that changed? And the reason it's a stronger question is because the Rebbe is now saying that we have three things and not two. Number one, we have Teva, Aleph Tishrei. Number two, we have Nes connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim, Aleph Nissan. And number three, we have the Nisim of a fourth Yetzias Mitzrayim. The miracle of the Yetzias Mitzrayim is in between Teva, Aleph Tishrei, and Nes, Aleph Nissan. And you know what that was? Also Aleph Tishrei. But not Aleph Tishrei as Reish Hashanah, but Aleph Tishrei as Reish Chadash. So once you introduce this middle idea that there were miracles before the Eibush took us out of Mitzrayim, which are connected to Aleph Tishrei, why change it? Next paragraph. Unakudas Abiyah, but the answer is as follows. Shagam b'chadashim iloshen chidash. Even months, which denote miracles, have two levels. Novelty, two levels. Shebekolos heim, in general they are. Hamshachas eres shalamayla meislapshas be'elamit. In general, months means a light which is above the world. But specifically, you have two things. Hachadoshim shalachare yitzias mitzrayim, and the months that are after yitzias mitzrayim, heim bedarge nailis yeser, on a higher level, mehachadoshim shahoyu lefneize, the months that were before. So we have azoy, we have a year is temp. And we have months. Months are nests. But we have months before Yetzias Mitzrayim and months after Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's three things. V'ha'inyinu l'pshat ez azoy. Tagilu yemishnev shuchadei ha'aveis. We know that the aveis brought down godliness. V'gam ha'aveis is ha'mevsim shayu b'mitzrayim. And in Egypt itself, there were many miracles. Prior to the Exodus, skip the parenthesis. Hei mebechines eir sheshayach le'ez. Teva is connected to worlds. And the miracles that are limited to Teva are also indirectly connected to worldliness. So the miracles that happened by the Yovis, and even the miracles that happened in Mitzrayim prior to the Exodus, what's the Rebbe's Lashon? Oyra shayach elements, it's light tethered to elements, parenthesis. In this light itself, shade she'esi sum eifsim. The miracles that happened is eisha l'mayla me'eslap shel elements. It's light connected to the world, but above being revealed in the world. In other words, he's splitting it into three, not into two. There's Teva, there's the Nisan that have a Shaykhis to Teva, and then when the Eibush took us out of Mitzrayim, they have a whole nother level. Ubi Yitzias Mitzrayim, those words are underlined. You see, Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's 9 lines at the paragraph Gimel. And by the Exodus, Hayagilu, the Atzmus that he saved, was a relation of God. There's on a level that's called Atzmus. Shalomayu, Mishaykhis, Le'elam, it has nothing to do with worlds. Vaidei Zenas HaYitzia, that took us out of Mitzrayim. Next line, umizem uva. Now we understand. The lifnei yetzias Mitzrayim gam achadoshim. Yeah, before we were in Egypt, we also had months. And what do months mean? Ness. But the miracles that we had before yetzias Mitzrayim and the months that we had before the mitzvahs and loshen chiddush, how it was that we're there, hem chadoshim, hashayochim, abriya. They're months that connected to nature still. The true concept of months, which is the true concept of novelty, in other words, the true concept of a nes, begins by the Exodus. And he explains mathematically, kabbalistically, when Hashem created the world, he created Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah doesn't know about months, it knows about years. What's a year? The same thing again and again and again. When the Eibushter created the world, he also made months. And those months have to do with change. Every month you cycle. But those months are higher than Teva, which have a shaykhis to Teva. And Kabbalistically, the Rebbe says, it's miyudbeis tziru from the shem Adnai. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud can be spelled in 12 different arrangements. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, Aleph, Nun, Dalet, Yud, Aleph, Yud, Dalet, Nun, Dalet, and so on. 12 different ways. That means they can spell it 24 ways, but don't ask anybody any questions. And when Yidden left Egypt, and Hashem reveals months that are completely higher than nature, it's from the Shema Havaya, it's the 12 formation of the Eibushter's name, Havaya. Bracket. You see, I circled the word Bahamaimed. He goes back to the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimed. The Yeshlema, there's two expressions that the Friedrich Rebbe observes. Chadoshim Stam and Chadoshim Hashon. There's months and months of the year. So you can have three things. You can have Shana, which is Teva, Chachay Ashana, which is miracles that have a Shaykhis to Teva, and Chaydish Sam, which is miracles that have no Shaykhis to Teva whatsoever. Shachachay Ashana, when you associate months with the year, it's Taka, God, which is higher than the world, skip the parenthesis, Mikomokom Yeshlam Shaykhis Leil, not a relationship to the world and to Teva. Skip the parenthesis. The Chadashim Stam. When you say the word Chaydish Stam, if you luim shalamayla mishaychas elam, it's revelation to above the world. The Zehu. And now you can go back and study the Targum Yemes and Benazil a little bit more. And he says this. Shalifnei Yetzias Mitzrayim. Before Yetzias Mitzrayim, Tishrei had two roles. Role number one, Reish Hashanah. And role number two, Reish Chadashim. But what kind of Chadashim? Nisim Nevashaychas Tetel. And Achshav Nisan the Wadishim. Now Nisan is the first month when it comes to Nisim. Because Hamshachas El Shachal Elmas is B'Tishrei. And Hamshachas Atzmas Eidin Seif is B'Nisim. That the revelation of godliness, which is above worldliness, but has a connection to worldliness, is also with Tishrei. And the revelation of godliness that has nothing to do with the world, this is in Nisim. So again, what the formula of this Maimed is developing is that this Shana, this Chodshe Shana, and this Chedesh. That means there's Teva, there's Nes which is connected to Teva, and then there's Nes which has no connection to Teva. The first two are Tishrei, the third is Nisan. And the Rebbe brings a Moir in the Kedim, V'tzarech Lahav, and have a kash. We sort of put everything into its place. We understand why Rosh Hashanah is still Aleph Tishrei, because there's still Teva. We understand why Rosh Hashanah was called Reish, Rishon L'Chodesh Hashanah, because this is Nes HaShayach with Teva. And we understand that Nisan is a whole new idea. What's the Rebbe's kashu? The Lefi B'Yezeh Nimtza, according to what we just explained, the Rebbe says, it comes out, L'Cheira, the Zeh Shal Achri Yetzias Mitzrayim, Nisan Reish HaChadoshim. when Nisan comes, and Nisan becomes the first month, you have to understand there's two concepts of a month. There's the concept of month which is higher than Teva and connected to Teva, and there's the concept of a month which is higher than Teva, has no connection to Teva. The first has to do with Tishrei, and the second has to do with Nisan. The Rebbe asks, Hurak b'nyan hakadosh b'shalamayla me'abriya, only the months which have no connection to Teva have a shaykhes to Nisan. Top of page Gimel. But when you look at the Targum Eruv and Venuziel, it implies that the ancient one called it the first month. Now, what's the seventh month? Says the Rebbe. When you look at Chumash, that's what you're going to say. You have three in Yonim. What are the three in Yonim? Reish Hashanah is Al Tishna. Reish Lechati Hashanah is also Al Tishna. Reish Chadashim is Aleph Nisan. But look at the Yenus and Venuziel. Remember, Yenus and Venuziel was written before the Mishnah. It reveals an ancient sefer. It's really the oldest sefer Teish of Apeh that we have, if you think about it. It's a Targum 100 years before Churban Bayis Sheni. It's an ancient sefer. And he says that now Tishrei is the seventh month. Says the Rebbe Mashma, from the Yenus and Venuziel, the implication is the Zesha Achsh of Nisan, Hurish. When you now say that Nisan is the first month, it means on both levels. That not only is Nisan the first month when it comes to Chedesh Tav, it means miracles which are above the world, but Nisan is the first month even when it comes to Chodesh Hashana, to the miracles which have a shaychus to the world. So the question is, we explain a pasuk in Chumash to say that two things are in Tishrei and one thing is in Nisan. That Aleph Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, and Aleph Tishrei is Reish, Rishin L'Chotshe Hashanah. And Nisan is Reish Chet Hashem Stam. But from the Yenus and Benaziel, you have to put one thing by Aleph Tishrei and two things by Aleph Nisan. That Reish Aleph Tishrei is Reish Hashanah. Aleph Nisan is Reish, Rishin L'Chotshe Hashanah, and Reish L'Chadash. So the Rebbe sees the Pasuk and the Yenus and Benaziel has a contradiction. So the middle thing, which is miracles that have a connection to Teva, which is called Rishon Chodesh Hashanah, where does it belong? Is it Aleph Tishrei like the Pasuk implies? Or is it Aleph Nisan like the Yenus and Benaziel implies? Second, the second proof is Shemiyin HaChadosh HaMetei Debechol Malkom HaNisan. This is a very interesting thing. Any place you look in Chumash, Nisan is the first month. Even in the beginning of the Chumash, we always count Nisan as the first month. In other words, even before Yidden left Mitzrayim, we still identify Nisan as the first month of the Torah. So the Rebbe, that has to indicate that the idea that Nisan is the first month, once the Torah was given, applies even to what's called Chodesh Hashanah, which further supports the position of the Yenus and Benaziel, and it further brings into question our earlier understanding that Aleph Tishrei is Reish. So in short, we have a question. We have Teva, that's for sure Aleph Tishrei, no question about it. We have Nes, which is nothing with the world, which is for sure Aleph Nisan, no question about that. But in between those two, we have Nes, which is connected to Eilu, which is called Reish Chodesh, Rishon Chodesh Hashanah. The Pasuk puts it in Tishrei, and the Yenus and Benaziel, and logic puts it in Nisan. And this becomes the question. How do we resolve this? Well, next paragraph, please. Perhaps the explanation is, again, it's the third time he visits the Friyad, the Rebbe's Maimon again. Once Aleph Nisan becomes Reish Chadashim, it then says, that it's not only the first. For Chodesh Stam, it's the first also for Chodesh Hashanah. The idea that the year has months, which is it's taka higher than nature, but it comes into nature, and the pasuk is pointing out. The pasuk says you should know Aleph Nisan is not only Reish Chadashim; it's also Rishon Chodesh Hashanah. When it comes to Yidden. The revelation of godliness, which is higher than nature, which is the idea of Nisan, is gam b'teva, even in nature. So the Rebbe wants to resolve the question by looking back at the pasuk. We understood from the pasuk that Aleph Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, And Aleph Tish is Reish, Reish and Lechotcha Hashon. And Aleph Nissen is Reish Chadashim. And the Yenus and the Menazil saying, nope, Aleph Tish is Rosh Hashanah. And Aleph Nissen is both Reish and Lechotcha Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. Says Rebbe, maybe that's what changes. That by Yidden, when miracles happen now, they're always higher than Teva. Even, they're always higher than Teva. Even miracles of Teva are higher than Teva. And the Rebbe says, I don't like it still. I die in Tzadok Lahav. I still don't understand. The Lachayre Inyan said this idea that by Yidden, even the nature is higher than Tamu, be a Rak al Zed, only explains, Shal Achretzi is Mitzrayim. After we get on Mitzrayim, Chachi Hashana Shalacham on this. That even the months of nature have to do with this. Avamawa Tam al Zed. Why did it change? Shamiyan Hashchadosh. That we now count months. Gam the Chachi Hashana, even for the months connected to Teva, is from this and not from Tisha. Because if Chodesh Hashanah are connected to nature, because they used to be the first month in Tishrei, Loma Nishtana Achshav, why was it changed in Nishna Chodesh Hashanah? Why is Taken now that Nisan the first, even the Gabi, the month associated with nature? In other words, the Rebbe is saying, okay, we have an answer. The answer is that the Yenus and Benazil is right, and the Pasuk is wrong. Can't say the Pasuk is wrong. Yeah. Yenus and Benazil is right, how? When Hashem created the world, Aleph Tishrei was two things. There was Reish Hashanah and Reish Lechotcha Hashanah. When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, He introduced us to a new idea called Reish Chadashim, a month which are connected to higher than Teva. And He moved Reish Lechotcha Hashanah from Aleph Tishrei to Aleph Nissen, because by Yidden, even Teva is higher than Teva. So the new question is, why move it? Before, which was called Rishon Lechotcha Hashanah, leave it where it was. So when you look at the two psukim, we no longer have a contradiction. Both are saying the same thing, that Aleph Tishrei is only one thing, Rish Hashanah. Aleph Nissen is two things, Rishon Lechotcha Hashanah, in other words, Nes, which is connected to Teva, and Reish Chadashim, Nes Lamal Men HaTeva. But our question is, why move it? Let Aleph Nissen be Reish Chadashim. And let Rosh Hashanah continue being what it always was. Reish Hashanah and Reish Lechotcha Hashanah. Why move miracles that used to be connected to Teva from its earlier birthday, which was Aleph Tishrei, to a new birthday, which is Aleph Nissan? This is the place we're at in the minor. So we started the Pasuk. We studied the Pasuk. We introduced the Yenus and Menazil. We found contradictions. We resolved the contradictions. And we now have a question. And I'm going to say it one more time. We know today, Aleph Tish is Rosh Hashanah, the birth of the whole year. Aleph Nissen is Reish Lechotcha Hashanah and Reish Lechotcha. It's the first of the months of a miracle which is connected to the world, and it's obviously the first of the months of miracle which have no connection to the world. Our current question is, why did we move Lechotcha Hashanah from Aleph Tishrei to Aleph Nissen? This is the Shaila. Now, where are we holding Perek Hey? Perek Hey we learned yesterday. And Perek Vav we learned yesterday. And Perek Zion we learned yesterday. So they got to go over the page Perek Vav. Okay? What did we just learn? What did we just skip? What did I just fly over? With the Rebbe Sarek Vav the Kazakh. Yeah? The Eibish that created the world for Teda. The point is Teda. But when you say that the Eibish that created the world for Teda, you have to bear in mind one very critical nuance. The Eibish that created the world for Torah, that Torah should be revealed in the world. Hashem didn't create the world for Torah, that Torah should obliterate the world, that it should pulverize the world, that it should destroy the world, but that it should be filled with it. No. If the Eibish that created the world for the sake of Torah, that the world should be filled with the Torah is a part, the world is a part of what Torah is. So the Chumash begins with Bereshit, with Genesis, with the creation account. Not because we're giving attention to the creation, so Agoy shouldn't call us a ganef. We're beginning with the creation account to teach us that the point is that creation belongs to the Eibishter. The kol ha'elam kulei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just the Torah is the Eibishter, the world is, and the world is going to be a kli for the Torah. Or as the Rebbe said at the end of yesterday's shiur, when I was rushing out, you have Bereishis le'yankev ha'esav ha'amud ha'pash. You have the world that the Eibishter created it per se, which is Teva. And you have how the world is a part of Teda. The world is part of a Teda. It's the Keli for the Gili of Eretz. And now that same theory is going to be applied to Rosh Hashanah being Aleph Tishrei. And Nisan Chodesh Hashanah and Reish Chodesh, Rosh Chodeshim being Aleph Nisan. So we're going to begin to read on page Peivav, Sifches. I was supposed to read this yesterday, but we unfortunately did not have enough time. V'yashleim l'alderach v'negeel tishrei v'nisan. Just like creation and Torah need each other, because Torah fulfills itself through the creation, Tishrei and Nisan need each other. Sh'tachos ha'kavona ba'briya Tishrei. But the world's created in Tishrei, right? B'reishis bodah. Sh'az nivra e'lam b'medidah v'akbala. She made a world. B'gdei, it's for the purpose of Shayadei aveda the Teiru mitzvahs, by serving Hashem and learning Teiru mitzvahs, yihiyeh boy. See the word boy? You'll be in it, meaning in the world, gilui ha'bliyvul in this revelation of ha'bliyvul. So Tishrei is not just once upon a time. Tishrei is not only the past, and we've gone away from it. Tishrei is very much now, because Tishrei is representative of the world. That means the seat, the keli, the place where Nisan is revealed. The Rebbe can answer to other chassidus. When we talk about Dini Beis Deis Ben Abri, there's two opinions that we describe the world. Das Abelazer Shem Tishrei Nevehelam, and Das Abishov Shem Nisan Nevehelam. The Abelazer was about Shuv. So he had a tshuva view of the world. He said that Abish acquired the world in Tishrei, which is the tshuva season. Chafayel. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanani was Ashrei Elad. He was a tzaddik before he was born. His mother was his tzaddik. So he says, "Benis nivra elam chafay adir." And of course, elu ve'elu divir lekim chayim. There's no right and wrong. Everybody is wrong. But nis nala b'machshava and abriya bepel Tishrei. Hashem thought about the creation of Nisan and made it actually in Tishrei. But what's the chab? He thought about it in Tishrei, and when he made the world in Nisan, what he created, I'm sorry, he thought about it in Nisan, and he created it in Tishrei. What he created in Tishrei was based on what he thought about in Nisan. That this Teva is a seat for Nis. V'api yadu, as it's known. Sha'akavona v'atachon shalasi. That when you do anything, the reason you do it is ha'machshova shalofaneh, the thought that comes first. Because Hashem thought about the creation first in Nisan, hakavona b'zayin means shakavona v'atachles the b'riyas elam b'tishrei. That when Hashem is going to make the world in Tishrei, and Tishrei of course represents b'didah v'agbala, it's sheyeh be hagilui the Nisan shalomal matava. The point is that in Tishrei, in Teva, should be revealed Nes and Nisan. Now the shabbatay should tushlam hakavona. In order for this to happen, shagam b'hagavol yeh gilui abeligavol. That in the finitude, you have to reveal the league of all. So first of all, and this becomes world, and the Teiru Mitzvah Megala believable, just like the Rebbe said in the previous year yesterday. That if you don't make a tzimtzum, huh? If you don't make a tzimtzum, you can't reveal godliness in the world. What was before the Eibush made a tzimtzum? Godliness was everywhere, but there was no world. So you make a tzimtzum, so there's a place for a world, and then you bring the godliness into the world. Similarly, the Eibush just plied us to reveal godliness. But first, you make a Tishrei, which is a Teva. And into Tishrei, you put Nisan, which is a Gilui L'mayla min HaTeva. Siftes. Okay, Siftes. So, most of the issue is sort of clear in our head. Tishrei is not just a precursor, an excuse me. Tishrei is the kli where Nisan is going to be revealed. The shaila, the nuance of the maimed is why we moved Reish Chodesh, Reish Chodesh Hashanah, from Tishrei to Nisan. So the Rebbe says, "Al pi yesh lo." Now here's the teretz. Mashal achri yitzias mitzayim. The Rebbe gave us the teretz. Gamami and the Chodesh Hashanah. Even the months which have a connection indirectly to Teva and to the world was changed to Nisan. That again, the Chodesh Hashanah, Yuloyim Hashachem Labriya, the months of the year. Taka, they have to do with miracles. But miracles have to do with creation. And they get life from a light which is close to the world. Nevertheless, when the Eibush takes out of Mitzrayim, he moves the Reish Nisha L'chot She'ashonah from Aleph Tishrei to Aleph Nis. Why? Inasmuch as world is concerned, you can't reveal the miracles of Teva. Even miracles connected to nature are, after all, miracles. Next line. Well, the fact is these miracles happen. Skip the parenthesis. says the Rebbe, Hagiluyim the Chodesh Hashan, the idea that in Teva there was Nes, that in Shana there was miracles, there was Chedesh. Meher Shalamayla Meislapshes Ve'elim, which comes from a learning, a light higher than the world. Look at the next word. It's Kimei Hakdom. It's only there the preparation. La'agir the Chodeshim Stan. You know why before the Eibush gave us the Teva, the miracles in the world? The miracles in the world before the Eibush gave us the Teva should not have existed. Because the world of Teva has no room for miracles. They were only there so that we should reach the next level. Because the miracles of Teva were only there that we should reach the next level of miracles higher than Teva, once we had miracles higher than Teva, it moved. Because it was serving, it was the transitional component. Hashem made Teva. And Hashem made Teta. Teta and Teva have to come together. What allows for Teta to come together? How in the Teva you have Teta. No, but once you bring them together, once they mature and they converge, the Teta within Teva reveals what it really is, Teta. In other words, the Nisan was in Tishrei, the Chedesh was in Tishrei. Once it brings together the Shana, and the Chedesh moves from Chachi HaShana Aleph Tishrei to Chachi HaShana Aleph Nisan. And he says, V'yesh Leimad, and now he brings a Gemara, a Medrash, a very important Medrash, yeah? There's several things that happen. Number one, Hashem created the world. Number two, Hashem chose His world. And number three, Hashem chose His nation. When did Hashem create the world? In the year zero, or the year one. When did Hashem choose His world? In the year zero, or the year one. When did Hashem choose His nation? In the year 2448. So the Lashon is like this. Mishabachar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'elamai. When Hashem not created the world, but chose the world. Okay? And then the next statement is Mishabachar HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'yankav Avona. When Hashem did a quarter after. Mishabachar B'yankav 20 after, I'm sorry. Mishabachar B'yankav Avona. When He chose Yankav and His children. So the Rebbe says like this. The fact that Teva has months is Mitzat Shebachar. When Hashem made the world, He made the two things. He made a world and He chose it. Choosing the world is preparing the world to be a keli for Teva. So choosing the world, which happens in year zero or year one, is Raish Rishe Lachacha Hashana, which is the precursor to Rosh Chodesh. The Yeshlaimash Inyan Bacha Be'elama, He chose His world, means Hagili the Kavana Sabriya, the point why He created the world. The Briya Sahilum Aitabaifun, the way Hashem made the world originally was that it doesn't feel its own purpose. And the Ebrish adds, we should be able to live Lashon is Lahoy Beik Tas Kavana Sabriya, we should feel a little bit why the Ebrish created the world. But before Matan Teira, the miracle still had a Shaykhes to Teva. And after Matan Teira, the miracles have no Shaykhes to Teva whatsoever. Okay? So this is the Maimer. The kasha is, we know that there's Reish Chedesh before Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a middle level. And why Reish Chedesh, which is before Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the middle level, moves to Nisan when Yetzias Mitzrayim happens? And the answer is because Reish Chedesh before Yetzias Mitzrayim was Yetzias Mitzrayim before Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was only there that when Yibishtu will take us out of Mitzrayim, there could be a Nes, which is higher than Teva, revealed in the world. And the Rebbe has a beautiful word about Chaf Heyadir. That Shabbat is Chaf Heyadir. Because Chaf Heyadir is when Abishai created the world in thought. So when Hashem creates the world in thought, Chaf Heyadir, it sets up the Reish Chadoshim and Nishin Hu L'Sham L'Chad Shehashana. I'm sorry that I have